So this is Bathrop Spears Broadsides coming at you next. It's the January 25th, 2024 show, archiving and also streaming, hopefully, if we get our ducks together properly. But archiving is much more reliable way to get the show. January 12th, 2012 is the flashback date that we're going back to. We'll be playing some discussion of the lodging crime of Linda LeMaster, which is to say, being part of a protest where the police and county authorities, deputies in this case, were using the lodging law as a pretext for breaking up a protest. We'll hear about Brian Parkett on police misconduct, supposedly by Officer Warren of the Santa Cruz Police Department. You'll hear how the Huff Meeting, which used to meet at Joe's Pizza downtown when there was a Joe's Pizza across from New Leaf Market, was driven away, or was, should we say, ousted by the management there. Kimberly and Rush combing through town for an Occupy Congress movement in the wake of the Occupy Santa Cruz movement, which happened in the fall of 2011, on the heels of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Then much of this flashback is taken up with a protest at the jail in favor of Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson was part of the Peace Camp 2010 protest, although in a way also independent from it. He also was involved with the Occupy movement a year later in 2011 when he slept on a, it's again sort of as an independent action, on one of the few benches in the area, which is kind of in front of the courthouse. And he had a sign, something like sleeping is not a crime. And they apparently decided it was a crime, so they charged him and eventually convicted him, and sending him to jail for many months. And you get a lot of interviews in the wake of that protest at the jail. People went around and were shouting and banging instruments and so forth. Then we get to hear about the initial attack on activists who were blamed for the 75 River Street vacant bank takeover that happened toward the end of the Occupy Santa Cruz event. And they picked out activists who were in the crowd and went after them selectively about a month or two after the, actually it was about a month after the early December bank occupation. Steve Plaich talks about a sort of, I would call it a half-assed, more like symbolic offshoot of the Occupy movement called Occupy the Courts. And we have another report from people ticketed in the San Lorenzo benchlands, because there was a benchlands attached to the Occupy movement, and even after it was dispersed forcibly by massive numbers of police under then Chief Kevin Vogel, there were you're going to hear reports from Sean Olson, Dread Eye, and David Silva, among others, about the continuing attack on the benchlands, even after it had been dispersed, when people kind of went to resume sleeping there, because this is usually a place that people keep going back to, and that even subsequent police chiefs like Chief Mills sent people to get them away from more visible spots downtown. And that's what you're about to see. It's all the flashback that's yours to hear. January 12th, 2012. Enjoy it.